So, Terry, why Yemen? Why finish this grand tour of the world with a last stop in Yemen?
Actually, how we discovered this restaurant during a time when our country was being kind of disparaging of some countries, including Yemen. One of the people who comes to Fusion Fest kind of wanted to look up any place that was of people of descent from those disparaged countries to say, hey, here in Central Florida, we welcome you. And they found Cabsa Restaurant and went to it and said, oh, this is so incredible. And so they called us and let us know, you need to check out this place.
Yeah, Terry, and of course you were referring to countries that were part of a Muslim travel ban under the Trump administration. You know, Yemen is a very misunderstood country, and I think most Americans will think about it in terms of, you know, things that they've seen on TV, like the civil war and the famine. But Abdullah, what do you want them to take away from the event?
The culture is great in Yemen, and actually, I have my sons prepare a few words. We're going to have them speech over there on Saturday. And like a different thing in Yemen. There is a lot of good things. We picked a few things, and he's going to speech about it. Yemen knows about hospitality and...
Yeah, very hospitable, right? I had a question, Abdullah, about the name of the restaurant. What does that name mean?
That's a main dish. It's called Cabsa.
Interesting. And what does it entail? What's actually in the dish?
It's rice and, I mean, you could choose chicken or lamb. You could choose your meat, and it's mixed together with different kind of spices we bring from back home. And it's really good dish, actually. It's a very, very popular dish in Middle East.
And okay. Can you tell me the story behind the restaurant? How did it come to be here in Orlando?
A friend of mine, how he came from back home and opening like three locations. He's trying to bring, you know, Yemen culture. But because when he moved to USA, he came to a different state. There's a lot of restaurants, Yemeni restaurants, in different states. And we came here. There is no Yemeni food at all in Florida. And he decided to open like three locations in different cities, and we do good. I mean, it's really good. I mean, to provide a different food for people, and that way they could try like a different taste.
What are you both looking forward to most for this Saturday?
Definitely, Fusion Fest itself. Its mission is to celebrate the many heritages we have here in Central Florida, to learn about each other, get to know about our different cultural heritages, and then see how that influences us as we together create an innovative and a wonderful community that honors and celebrates that diversity as opposed to is afraid of and hates what's different than us.